going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think Steve Kerr will call a timeout and wave the white flag.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. And you can hear every Warrior game the rest of the playoffs right here, including Saturday. That's game 3. Hey, Guru, you have something you want to get off your chest?
Oh, yeah. No, the yearly thing. Just want to say happy birthday to my nephew, Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom. Gavin Souza, my nephew's daddy. Where was I going?
No.
Yeah. Shout out to my nephew, Gavin Souza. Happy birthday. Goes to James Logan. And he listens to us. You met him. He was in
New York. Yeah, I met him.
So happy birthday, Gav.
All right, Gav.
Not Newsom.
Yeah. I didn't say it. Let me clarify something.
1-4-3.
Let me clarify something real quick.
Fighting for my life.
You know, I said I'm looking out at that game and Butler's not playing and Curry's there and they can't really get anything going. And I said, you know, I look out and I'm like, they only have have two really good players.
Yeah.
And you say to me, well, who do the Rockets have? And I said, Şengün and Green.
Yeah.
And then I went down the list. But what I mean is this. I think the Rockets only have two real good
okay.
players, too.
Gotcha.
But the difference is the Warriors were down to one really good player.
Right.
And then you realize outside of Steph and Butler's gone, where do you go? Who can create? Who can you run through? Run your offense through? It's like... And I want to leave Kuminga out of this
I got you.
Because, okay, maybe he'll be that guy. Okay, maybe he plays like that on Saturday. I don't want to take anything away from him. But what I'm saying is, this team's not a great team without Butler. Now, I'm looking at the Rockets. Well, they still have their two real good guys in. And you're right.
Jabari Smith, though.
Well, but the fans are right. What? They're role players on that team like the Warriors have role players. The problem is they're playing at home. They have both their stars. And now defensively, the Rockets are licking their chops
because
they know Butler's not in. And then they get amped up and their role players end up playing a lot better than the Warrior role players.
Yeah, and Nastani, I ain't mad at you, but the one thing that scares me about this series, man, even when Jimmy was playing and he played game one, he's not beating too many Rocket youngsters off the dribble. That's not how he's trying to get it done. So to me, a guy that's played the game, Nastani, forget the level, that's always going to be the advantage, the defense to me, because you know you're going to always know where they're at. And Jimmy, they were down 8 when he got hurt, but it is imperative that we get... Sonny, I'm so crazy. The longer the day goes and we don't get news, I get more nervous. And maybe there's nothing to see here and he'll be out there Saturday. But, man, defensively, I got to put some respect on the Rockets' name. I think that I have all week, but the bottom line is I just don't think they have the wherewithal to win 4 games.
Right.
And now it's 3. And when I see you on Monday, it could be two. You know? So I'm not disrespecting, but man, Steiny.
Yeah, I mean, if you're scared, you're not disrespecting them. You're scared. It's fine.
And I'll never, and this is for our guy Ken back there, I'll never disrespect Coach Kerr. I won't. But sometimes, Steiny, Norm told me, sometimes you got to put something away for a rainy day and money. And I'm wondering, could they have finessed this Jonathan Kuminga thing to where, yeah, you didn't give him the 20 or the 15, but kind of kept him in the loop for nights like yesterday just in case you were going to need him? And maybe that was the rust he got off yesterday. But moving forward, I don't know how you battle this team's athleticism without him. That's all.
Yeah, and let's say I agree.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Let's say I agree with you, okay? So he plays. He's being thrown. I mean, I don't care. It's still asking a ton after the entire season. He last night was the first. What do you like to?
Yeah, taste.
Yeah,
get it.
And he was like all their other young players last night. He struggled.
Against a good defense, like the worst defense you could have went out against.
Well, guess what? They're coming back on Saturday. That defense.
Yeah.
So.
I hear you.
Warriors better make an adjustment in a hurry. Let's go to Bobby V. Bobby V's in Oakland. What's up, Bobby V? How you doing?
Hey. Doing all right, guys.
Cool.
Man, I don't know where to begin.
Man.
I have to say thank you, Guru, because I think you pulled me back from that cliff on Kuminga. I don't know what to say. I was expecting more. I mean, he's got a lot to prove. I mean, he wants that bag. But my real call is about the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm throwback like physicality. But we all know what happened with Draymond and Green. Come on. He should have got thrown out because that was more than a chicken wing.
Wow,
He threw a punch.
Wow.
He swung at him. He swung at him. So I'm just saying that double standard, they got to stop that, because we seen Curry get held every time the camera was on him. And you can't really add that up. But what I'm saying is, don't then on the other end act like this man didn't throw a punch at Green. He should have been gone.
Man.
And so that's my point. And I think, you know, Houston is going to be Houston. Inconsistent. And try to hang their hat on their defense. That's it. They're not going to win the series. So, thank you. I'll take my answers off the air.
Appreciate it, Bobby.
You know what? I'll say this, Donnie. Thank you, Bobby, for reminding me. But I told you and Evan when I came in, the more I think of what that chicken wings, Donnie, that was a forearm shiver. If he would have got ejected, I would have understood it. So if people call it, like, I'm not into the holding Curry, because Curry ain't saying they're holding him. And we talked about his strength and him fixing his body. But, I mean, I think Draymond was so surprised, he didn't even know what to do. Like, did you just do that?
I'll just tell you, if it was a punch, the league can still look at it and suspend him for game three.
Well, they can look at everybody, both teams coming off the bench. They're not going to do that.
I don't know about that. Oh, you mean on the scrum?
Yeah, the scrum.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
it was a timeout, but still it was a scrum. I was shocked.
Well, then he should be suspended for game three. I mean,
but nobody's talking about it. Normally
how
you
come?
See it.
Why not?
I guess he did it he finessed it in a way to where it wasn't, you know, blatant. I don't know. What did you think of it? I was just shocked he was that. Like, dude, you know who that is? That's Draymond. What did you think?
I got lost in all the other crap and for me. But again it's like, if that's the case, the league can still go back and look at it. And if it's as egregious as people think, maybe Green gets suspended for Saturday. Jalen Green.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't anticipate it, but stranger things have happened. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. Been a while. This reminds me of 60s basketball. Clutch, grab, hold, hand check, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, the refs, they're challenging the refs to do something, the refs aren't doing it. Somebody says, hey, stay down. They need like a Bad Boys, and that's Houston for ratings. They need a team like that. And the Warriors, like you said, Steiny, I watched this when they had the guys on the court. It was like, I don't want to say CBA guys, but it seemed like two guys and the rest of the guys were just guys like 12th men on the court. Because everybody was afraid to do anything to deer in the headlights. Yeah. That's what Dunleavy missed the system when the trade deadline. He needed a he probably couldn't get Valachunas, but you needed a badass. You needed easy. You needed a police enforcer inside to also set an example for the other team also. Off screens and picks. So you mess with Curry, you mess with me, sort of thing. But the other thing Curry didn't do is you play a zone against these guys. You play a zone. You challenge them to take their shots from the outside. Is that where Green can't be flowing to the hoop and you got guys around the big guy around closer to the basket so you get rebounds? Because Van Bleek and all these guys challenge them to make shots. Brooks, too. But also play their style. If they want to play this hardcore basketball, give it right back to them. Plain and simple. And that guy should have been suspended. If Green would have done it, he would have been suspended.
Oh, man. That's like, appreciate it, Gary. Real quick, Stan, they played the little zone.
Gary.
Yeah, they carved it up, passing it, and making the right play, I thought.
And then they made a couple tough threes against that zone.
Yeah. And Moody, I text you guys real quick, Stanley, about Moody. He hit his first couple shots, and I'm like, okay. And then I just felt like he took his foot off the gas, like just maybe overthinking. He wasn't by himself, but
he got swallowed up defensively. You know, and the other thing about, you know, I'm looking out with no Butler.
Yeah.
I'm looking out and saying, man, Curry's got, it just ain't going to work. They don't have enough playmakers. In fairness, on a normal night, you know, you could flip a coin and maybe Pods could help you in that area, but he was terrible last night.
He was sick.
Well, maybe he shouldn't have played.
No, I got you.
But what I'm saying is if Pods is healthy, you know, maybe he could give you some more playmaking because he has done that in the past. Yeah. But last night, he was
awful, Stein.
Yeah, he wasn't very good.
A couple air balls from him.
Bill's in San Jose. Hey, Bill, how you doing?
I'm okay, Steiny. If I want to watch football, I'll watch the 49ers. There's no holding after 5 yards
wild,
on receivers.
Y'all not
that's
letting me go. Yeah,
that's a four, Bill.
You do not hit a receiver in the middle of the air when they're vulnerable. That's exactly what he did. He just took Butler out. He undercut him and took him out. So I don't have to think that was a dirty play. That was a dirty play in my view.
All right.
And if that's what the NBA wants to put on TV, I mean, it's just not fun to watch. I don't care about hand checking. I don't care about hard fouls on layups, stuff like that. That's okay. But this kind of holding on Curry is ridiculous. It's just not. It's not basketball, you know. That's all I got to say.
Hmm. All right, Bill. No, I know a lot of people share your opinion and trying to be respectful. We'll agree to disagree there.
We got two coming up in the crossover. They both think it was a dirty play, Willard and Dibbs.
Mark Spears of the Undefeated, not Landscape.
ESPN.
Oh. Well, that
same
makes
thing.
It easy. I don't know what this is, but Mark Spears is talking about Jimmy Butler. So let's hear what Spears says about Butler.
Let me tell you this real quick. There is some hope, though. Bernie Lee, Jimmy Butler's agent, texts me saying, pray for the bear. That tells me that's some optimism for Jimmy.
Who's the bear?
I think it's Jimmy.
Well, obviously. But
yeah, like Buddha.
I thought it was Jimmy Buckets. That was his nickname. Okay, I'll get off that.
Yeah.
There's optimism, Steiny.
Well, okay.
I just don't want him to miss a game.
Hold on. If I love Spears. Does that sound optimistic? Pray for Jimmy?
Lucas's interpretation, which I like, is, you know, you say you should see the other guy whenever you, like pray for the bear, like the bear that I fought, essentially.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh.
If you see me and the bear getting into it, check on the bear.
Guys, I'm so old.
Boy, Evan,
this is
ridiculous.
That one went over my head, too.
Okay.
You were like, okay.
All right, that is.
Hey, Steiny and Goo.
Yeah.
Real quick, Kobe Bryant actually said this. He said, if you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear.
Gotcha.
So that's where it delivers from.
I just said that.
Did you say Kobe?
No.
Oh.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks for providing more information.
Right.
Okay. That is optimistic. Boy. My bad.
The amount of people, forget the foul. Steiny, did you feel like you were watching a football game? No. I felt like I was watching a team both with damn good defense. What am I missing?
Kobe.
you're missing that. In fairness, these games are not officiated like the regular season.
But I'm watching that with Denver, LA. I'm watching that with Orlando, Boston. I'm watching it all across the playoffs.
And I believe that if you would go to those other cities, the teams that lose those games, their fans probably feel the same way. 888-956-6. Rick in Oakland.
Ricky.
What's going on, Rick? How you doing, man?
What's going on, game? How y'all doing?
Man, well, thank you. Coming off an ale.
What's up, Goo? Hey, so what we witnessed last night was the karma effect for Kerr not playing Kuminga. He was rusty, and we all know that everybody got to get their game, their feel back. And it's very intense in the playoffs to do that.
No doubt.
But, I think he'll respond if Butler is out. I think he'll respond Saturday. Because he, you know, got his first little foot wet and so feels like he hadn't played in about a month.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
But I think Pods get too many minutes anyway.
Wow.
I think the lineup of Curry, J.K., Moody, Draymond, and Looney. Looney could actually call Sengun to play some defense in the post, which would probably slow down his offense. Post and Santos got too many minutes, and they're not going to be OK City or the Lakers without Kuminga and his length.
Wow.
Odds ain't going to be the man. He would be good off the bench coming behind Curry because he can shoot the outside three, hit the little runners and all that, but his facilitation and all that is kind of mediocre to me, but I still think the Warriors in five. And Green is not going to do that if Butler plays. He's not going to have that kind of game if Butler plays. I still say Warriors in five.
Hey, Rick, before you leave, I just got to do this as quick as you can. What did you think of the foul, dirty or not?
Oh, it was dirty. You know, normally Draymond, he can be annoying, but yesterday he was in response to Sengun, had him in the headlock damn near, and he got called for it. Curry flying around. Bodies were flying around the whole entire game. It was just like they were trying to edge. They wanted Draymond to get ejected. I could see their agenda. It was obvious. And they got the home love. So Saturday, like I said, even if Butler doesn't play, the Warriors will win. They won't beat the Warriors again.
Wow. All right.
Rick, wow.
Rick with some confidence.
Do you think they were trying to get Draymond ejected?
I don't think. I mean, I think they were. I think they were trying to do what they do to everybody.
Yeah,
and the fact of the matter is, they did.
Yeah,
succeed with Draymond. Kerr had to get him out of that game
to make sure
Draymond wouldn't do something stupid that would jeopardize the rest of the series. Yeah. This is Draymond Green on. Was this game more physical than Game One?
Thought it was a little less physical than Game One.
See, all we got to play that for everybody.
Thought it was a little less physical than Game One. Don't mess around with games.
I love me some Dre.
All right, more Dre. Do you guys have to change the game plan?
Sure, we'll have to figure that out. It's no easy task in replacing Jimmy. Obviously, we all know what he's meant to this team since he's been here. You know, we've kind of tailored our offense a bit around him. You know, so, you know, that will have to change a bit, but we'll see. He's tough. We got a couple days off, so we'll take it day by day and see where we get.
All right. And
they don't sound rattled at all.
Well, no. They're four-time champs. And like you said, they were down in the finals. Did I keep forgetting? You know, 1-0, 2-1, 0-1, 1-2. But bottom line is, if Jimmy's not available, Steiny, then all bets are off in regard to everything changes, and that's not what I put into, not my hypothesis, but my formula in regard to spitting out Warriors in five. Everything changes.
So are you done with Warriors in five then?
After these MRI results come back, then we'll revisit.
Well, I mean, if Butler doesn't play the rest of the series and the Rockets win the series, you and me both are wrong.
No, it would be a...
No, that's not how it goes in the playoffs.
Well, if you actually made the bet, you would lose.
Right? What about the pray for the bear text?
Dude, yeah, I like that
optimistic.
One.
Yeah. It's optimistic.
Kobe said it.
Okay, so all I can do is be myself.
That's the best
advice. All I can do is share. I'm lucky enough to be able to share some of my opinions with great, great people, great fans. I got to tell you, I'm watching the game last night. I get it. Butler wasn't playing after the first quarter, but I'm watching the game last night, and I'm thinking to myself, this is the second game playoffs.
Elaborate on that.
It's the second game of the first round of the NBA playoffs.
You oughta.
And I thought, I'm sorry. You can stick it. They're not winning it. They can't win it. That's what I thought.
But like, what did you?
They can't. Exerting
too much energy early, you don't think they can keep that up?
Give me the Kyle Shanahan. Everything. Well, it's just everything.
You're working on 20 different things at a time.
I did watch I get it. Yeah. I understand. Butler wasn't in, but that's, to me, that was a big alarm too. Of not like, man, they didn't like. You can't look.
Okay,
like,
I got
you
some.
You can't be that bad when a guy goes out.
All right.
And so I'm just looking at it, and the grind and it's grueling, and Curry's got working for everything, and you know,
have you had that thoughts about the Rockets?
I don't think the Rockets can win it.
All right, I just
hell
wanted
no.
to. Okay, all right.
But you know, it's like even you know, really, Quentin Post, God love him, and he was
hitting.
You got to win three more against the Rockets. Then you got to play the Lakers or Minnesota. It just hit me last night that holy hell. Yeah. Like, just a reminder of, it's easy to say, oh, the Warriors can go deep and they can make a run and they can get to the finals. But then when you watch a game like last night, you're like, oh my God, this is going to be so freaking hard. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. And especially if you got one of your young Thundercats, and we know what's going on there with JK. But if you think you're so rich in the athletic area to where you could sit him out, Stani, it sounds a bit, you know, if you really just sit down and think about it, and I'm not saying you're going to get James Worthy version of Kuminga, just the fact from what you're talking about, a stamina, Spellin Butler, who played 42 minutes game one, like, are you really that deep, Coach Kerr, to where you could say, Stani, you're sitting down and we'll be fine. And maybe you will be. But man, that's a tough one.
From the 510, our main man, Zuki Main.
Yeah, Zuki.
Says two guys went out, Steiny. I know. I hear you, Zuki. And Butler didn't play, and Pajemski was no factor. I got you. But it was a combination of a million things that went through my head. One is the grind. I mean, this is just such a grind. And they still have three players who are up there.
They got 2 days rest.
That's this series. I want to be clear. I said, I thought to myself, I don't know. Okay, I don't know how they can win a championship. It was there. Anyway, but no, I got you.
Warriors in five.
And, you know, they're veterans have to make it through this grind, but not just make it. They got to play great through the whole grind. And then on top of it, you need your young players to play great. And then maybe even you're going to need a guy who hasn't even been much of a factor to do something. It's just, that's really hard to ask for. That's all I'm telling you. That's all. Let's see. I'll play a little more sound here. Draymond Green
I just don't think we were able to get over the hump. We kind of hung around, but we just couldn't make that push to get over, you know, what was it, 9 points, 11 points, cut it to 9 again, cut it to 11, just couldn't get over the hump. So watch the film, figure it out, be better on Saturday.
It was never 9.
Dude, okay, it's after a game, Donnie. I want to put some respect on his name.
Who's?
Draymond Why? Green. The Warriors could not hit a 3, and he's to put up 2. He was 2 for 6.
There he is again.
But the 2 that
two
he hit.
2 big plays from Draymond. Great
it was
game.
Like, man, okay, we down 14. It was 17. We down. Man, they had
he
shots
was not
on
very
goal.
Good last night.
I'm wondering, too, just a theory real quick. Mm. Is he using so much energy and fuel in the game?
Yeah, yes.
That's why he didn't really go back at Jalen Green when Jalen Green gave him the chicken wing or forearm shiver. Just the thoughts.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.